by David Duna.
Charles Chitwe. Start. Shalom, everybody. Welcome all to tonight's Shia, given as part of the series of Shurim on Hilchos Ribbis by Kollel HaTorah here in Manchester. The title of tonight's Shia is Borrowing from Neighbors. Common scenarios of borrowing from neighbors. I'll start off with a story, with a shayla. Reuben's making a simcha, and the night before the simcha, he realizes that he needs a bottle of whiskey. He's speaking to a friend of his, and his friend of his telling him, put the bottle of whiskey which you're looking for, I also have. I've got one at home, a spare bottle, I'm happy to lend it to you. So Reuben tells, this is Shimon's friend. Reuben tells Shimon, okay, I'm very happy actually, Baruch Hashem, it sounds like Mamash Peshek Nashemayim. But when do you want this back? So Shimon says, actually, now they're mentioning, I don't want this back, it's near Pesach, I don't want this back before Pesach. So Reuben says, I've been going to Shurim recently, and I'm hearing that there's a problem when you say you don't want the item borrowed, you don't want it back before a certain time, there might be a problem of ribbis. Shimon looks at him and Shimon says, a problem of ribbis? You're not giving anything more. I'm asking for exactly the same bottle of whiskey back. Where on earth is there any ribbis involved in this borrowing? Reuven says, I've learned ribbis. I remember there was something ribbis about this. And tonight we'll try and see, why did Shimon think there's no ribbis in this story? And why did Reuven understand there might be ribbis? We'll start with... Giving back exactly the same bottle. Where should there be any? Where should be any ribbis? But Reuven says, "Yeah, I heard there's ribbis. I remember there's some shy of ribbis in such a scenario." So let's get back to the title of tonight's shiur: borrowing from neighbors. We'll just divide the cases into two. We'll talk about the more common case. We'll see how far we get. Case number one is when you're borrowing same for same. You're borrowing item. Let's stick to the example now for the bag, a bag of flour, and you give back exactly the same item. That's going to be case number one. We'll talk about case number two, is when there's something more, when you're returning something more, something better in quality, something more in amount. We'll talk about that later. First, we'll focus first on this case, when you're giving back exactly the same item as borrowed. So this bag of flour, it's got its weight, it's got a volume, and you're giving back exactly the same weight, and exactly the same volume, and exactly the same quality. And even so, Chazal say there's a chashash ribbis in this story. Where is the chashash ribbis of this story? Chazal say this is called the Issa of Sa'a Basar. Borrowing a bag with a measurement of a saw and giving back the saw. Where is the ribbis in this story? So although by money we find the ribbis is always in the terms when it's going to be something more than you're borrowing, but by chafetzim there's a ribbis derabanan, even when you're not returning anything more than you borrowed in practical amounts or in quality or in weight. Even so, Chazal said there's something that the new issur ribbis by derabanan which only get in the get to pay the chafetzim is the very fact that this very chafetz originally was value A, and now it's value B, it's gone to high value, that alone is awesome time ribbis.
It's gone up to high
value. That means this...
If it has gone.
If it has gone now...
It hasn't gone up to high value.
Right, that's very good. So if it's gone up to high value, that's for sure ribbis. Now Chazal said not only that, now not only after it's gone up to high value, it's also to give back this bag of flour. Even at the beginning, you were not allowed to set up such a havo, you were not allowed to be chayshush, and that was going to be the case. And even if we're going to come to that. If it's available, these are the terim. I'm first going to set out the reason why it should be awesome, then I'll speak about why it should be mutar. But the very fact that it might go up in price, and Tosha says even it's unlikely it's going to go up in price, which is very common, a lot of things are unlikely to go up in price, that alone constitutes an issur ribbis.
What's considered having a go up in price?
Sorry?
What percentage are you
going to? That's going to be the third nekuda. That's the shah, yashna, obviously I've got the whole shah is going to be with you. That's called it's a sarbasar. We call it sarbasar. And soon we'll talk about sarbasar when you give me something more. So we'll talk about the three aterium which are already being mentioned over here. I'm trying to explain them clearly and see where exactly will these aterium actually be in the gear. Not always there'll be mamash in the gear at the end. The first case is yeshloi. Chazal say if it's a yeshloi, if the borrower has this bag of flour ready in his house and he's borrowing just another bag of flour, then since he's only borrowing, well, then Chazal, it's a special colour since we said there's only isra bonon because you're not really. You're not giving back anything more in amounts or quality. And here's the extra kol in yeshla. Even if you haven't got the full amount, let's say you're borrowing two bags of flour and you've only got one bag of flour, Chazal still allowed you to look at it as everything's happening straight away, as if you've already given back the flour to the marble straight away. So even if it does go up By the time he gives, and he's not he's going to give back this flower that he's got in his property. He's going to give back another flower at a time. But the very fact that he's got in his property something which is the very identical item which is borrowing, and it's not enough to give back. But since there is some sort of looking, it looks like some sort of exchange going on. It's very near to being exchanged. It's since there's a very cool to get Isra Abon on. The whole Issa, still Chazal allowed us to look at it, there's immediate exchange happening, and therefore there's no Avar going on, and therefore if the Mal's really got in, it's a Shus, and it goes up in price, it doesn't matter. Because it's gone up in the Mal's, it's a Shus, so Levi didn't end up giving the Mal anything more back. It's very, very interesting. Yeah. Oh.
There's no Issa?
Oh. So now, what happens, this is a hitch in the head of Yeshle. The Chazal say that if the Yeshle you have to be identical to what you're borrowing. And it has to be identical to what you're borrowing means that the malva is happy, the lender is happy to receive this back in return for what he lent you. So let's talk, so oil, maybe I'll change the example, maybe you decide afterwards what you think about oil. So let's say you borrow a bottle of ketchup from your neighbour, and all you've got at home is when you start a bottle of ketchup. Now very often in a Hamish house, you know, the ketchup, you look at the start of the bottle, it's still like dirty and grimy, whatever, the children all touched it. And the mother would not appreciate being given back a starter bottle of ketchup, even as part of the payment. It's not a closed, clean bottle is not the same as a dirty bottle. Is that considered to be Yeshle? Yeshle has to be the same meaning that mother has to be happy to get it back as much as identical to what he lent. In this case, very often the mother, even very often the mother doesn't have to take it back. If it's not considered to be as presentable, whatever it is, as what he lent, he's not mechir to accept it, and therefore it doesn't constitute the heter. It hasn't a heter of yeshle, and therefore in this case, very often when we talk about a bit might not be enough only because of this reason, because you can't give back a starter jar or starter packet, but maybe a bag of flour, a bottle of oil, you can clear. Maybe you know it's a clean bottle. Very often it's what can go wrong.
Different brand,
but a different brand. If the brand is a better make. It's better in quality than the chur. That's ribbis. It's a different value. If it's just two packet names in it, one Sainsbury's, one Tesco, and all the world consider them to be the same, even Tesco alone, the price sometimes. No, it's not. No, it has to be identical. Mamish identical. You can't give it back. The mother might be happy to accept it. You know, you can speak to the mother. Yeah, it's not the same item. It's not called the Yeshle. Even that's not called the Yeshle. The Malva might be happy to get it, you know, he's happy to get an extra present as a higher, but it's not identical, yeah. It's a present, it's not, you're not paying back for the Avon.
Well,
the whole thing is, yeah.
It's not even the same amount, it's just kilo, and then the Yeshle, because it's different makes, it's not giving it back that's why the ribbons.
But people have to see there's an immediate swap. Yeah. People have to look sometimes at some sort of like immediate swap.
I mean, you're not even asking that, you're not even Yeshua, you're not even showing me the bubble boy. You're not even showing me the ketchup either.
It's very interesting. It's like one of the things that there's a way. It's more than that. If I go to Hachaz, I looked at it. It's more than I looked at it as if you only got a bit. You haven't got the full amount even. So what do you do? They say you look at it. You borrow bit by bit, and then they say you don't have to borrow bit by bit. You might as well just borrow it all in one go and look at it as if it's all happened in one go. You borrow bit by bit by bit by bit. The whole thing is a very big colour, but like we said, it's only because this whole Issa altogether wasn't. You're not really giving back more. Other than giving back more than the value of it, which originally the value was the same as, well, was not considered to be more, the according to the packet giving back now. A special corner Chazal gave. And it's very similar, there's going to be an extra corner now, it's called Yot Tashah, which is when the item is available in the local market, that means it's readily available for the next couple of days, let's call it, and the price is also going to be quite stable for the next couple of days. Therefore, we can look at it, the same idea. Since the lever can go now straight to the market, well, like a normal way of shopping, goes to the market to buy it, that's like he's got a yeshle. And he's got a yeshle, you can look at it like a media exchange. And therefore, if it goes up, we're looking now to look at it as if it goes up in the Malva's Ishus. A similar, very similar idea to the Heter of Yeshle. But here, there's one exception.
Does it have to be the time the shops are open?
So in the time of Chazal, also the shops are open 24/7. Zichr, not like nowadays. So it's not what it means in a normal way, like a normal way a person shops. So there's one exception, one very important exception, which the Rishonim are all asking to, is if the lender doesn't want the item back straight away, for whatever reason, let's say the bag of flour, let's say it's Pesach coming up, like our original example, and he doesn't want the bag of flour back straight away, then we can't look at it, this all happening, like, you know, as if he's giving it. If he doesn't want it back, that's really a joke. dial on what we said, like you're saying, this whole idea that we look at it as if it's given back already. If he can give it back nothing, my mother's happy to take it back. But although by Yeshlo, if his mamish got it, then it's only one stage away to look at it as if he's already given it, then it doesn't matter, even if the mamish says he doesn't want it back straight away. But if it's only Yotza Shah, he has to go and back and look at it as if he's got it. And if he's got it, you can look at it as if he's swapping it. To go so far, and it's not available, it's not, the mamish is not happy to get straight away, we don't go so far. Therefore, I'll first say the third heter, and then we'll see what normally applies. The third heter is heter of Dov Amurot. When it's a very minute amount, when you're borrowing a very minute amount, let's say the Chazal talking about a kicker on a kicker, a loaf for a loaf. Since even if it will go up during the time of the Havar, how much would it really go up? A couple of pence. Even if an unlikely event, a couple of pence. Generally, people know that for that chance, they're happy to merchel, not as a present for the Malva for giving the Havar. There are people happy to meet it to each other. There are people happy not to be mapped with that amount. The only thing is, if the bottle is slightly more there, the Chazal is talking about the moreness of it is the fact that it's gone up in price. What happens if it's slightly more in the bottle and slightly less? Do you also say people are not mapped with? Yeah. I hope to come to that. Is it? It's not so posh that the Chazal was talking about in moreness and amounts. Because we're talking about a certain colour here, we said at the beginning, the whole colour was really not giving back more in amount, it's only the more in value for that we see these colours we're talking about. But if it's really going to be more in amount, there might be other term to get for that. It might be similar to the theta. So the Zavar was still talking about giving back exactly the same amount, this is called Sar Basar. That's the heter of Dov Amurot. We just said, the third thing is Dov Amurot, that since it's only going to go up a small amount, therefore we can be so much that the person is not going to be makpid. So let's just apply now to a normal standard havar that people borrow from their neighbours, a bag of flour, a bag of tomatoes, a bag of apples. Generally, you're going to have at least one of the three aterium. Generally, it's only a small amount, even if it's going to go up, it's only going to be a few pence, not much. The other heter of Yotza Shah, generally, most things are available quite stably in the market. It's not going to go up immediately in the market. And sometimes you even got a heter of Yeshlo. Yeshlo is a bit complicated because... Right, okay. Now, let's go back to the case of whiskey. Our original story. So Reuven had gone to Shimon and told him that he needs a bottle of whiskey for his simcha. Shimon said, "I don't want it back before Pesach." Have we got these three aterim? Here we might not have any at all.
If he
had the Yeshloi, it's one thing. I wasn't clear enough. Shimon said the bottle which you've been looking for to buy, I happen to have in my home. Reuven never had any of it in his own house. Sorry, I said it wrong.
So you could buy it,
you can sell it in the local market. So exactly, you can buy it in the local market. Yeah. But the only hitch is over here, he didn't want it back. But we said before, since the heter of Yotza Shai was much schwacher heter than Yeshlo, to look at it that he can go and buy it, and then he swapped it straight away, and as if it went to the Malva's trust, all these looks, if the Malva's not happy to get it back straight away, then we're not allowed to say all these looks.
I want to give it back tomorrow.
And the Malva says, I don't want.
It's his problem.
But even...
Yeah,
but since the whole heter, like you were saying before, it's so schwach to look at it like this, like this. He said, actually, now that we're talking, he said, and now you know, he wants to also have something in this deal. He wants to gain a bottle of whiskey that he doesn't have to get rid of before Pesach. So he said, I'm happy to give it to you actually, because I'm happy not to get it back before Pesach. So he showed clearly he didn't want it back before Pesach. So here we haven't got the heter of Yotza Shah, and he had another Yeshlo, not this whiskey anyway. And what's the last heter, the Dov Amurot? Now, a bottle of whiskey, it depends how much the bottle of whiskey is worth. If it's a very expensive bottle of whiskey, it can go up in price easily over a matter of the Havar time, for quite a bit, quite a few pounds it can go up. It can go up. It doesn't have to be common, it can be even only a small chance, but it's a Dov Zazach, especially if it's imported whiskey, the currencies, that can make a difference. So one has to be very, in such a case, one has to work out which, if any of that term will apply. Another example where the term might not apply, which is not such a common case, very often you have families who come from a certain country, and their family like a certain, let's say, a family from Switzerland, they like Swiss cheese. And between the brothers and sisters, they live in England, let's say, they live in Manchester, and between them, they keep getting shluchim, they keep having people coming over to get these items for them. They keep up the old food home, the food from home. In this case, we have to work out which heter. So then what's the problem first? So one brother goes to the other sister and says, you know what, you still got cheese. I've got Shliach coming next week from Switzerland. I'll borrow the packet of cheese from you, I'll pay you back next week, or a certain liqueur from there, whatever it may be. So now we have to work out, was he allowed to borrow? Because let's start with three at him. Is he Yeshli? So if he hasn't got a Yeshli, you haven't got a Yeshli. Is he Yotza Hashah? Is it available in the local market? You can't buy it here. It's only available in Switzerland. It's not so easy to get hold of it. Is it Dover Muot? It depends again. How much can it go up? But here, very commonly, it can go up quite a bit, especially now for Brexit, you know. It's all tied on the currencies. So today, what's worth today in England?
You talk about Brexit, you also consider Yeshli. And tomorrow.
It's true. So if internet is called Yotza Hashah, if you can get it tomorrow, but either way, the starting price before you start is a much more expensive item than just a bag of flour. Whenever you're talking about a thing which is somebody a more expensive item, the chashash one has to work out if the chashash sacrifice is a very lot. These are all cases that we're talking about but when you're giving back the same item, normally you go ahead to one of the three atayim who said Yashli Yotza Hashah or Dover Muot. And there are cases when I have to work out when it's not going to be common to have, when we're not going to have the Ethereum. Where one did not have a heter and one borrowed and one was coming to give back, one has to be careful that if it actually did go up in value, one should ask the mother, please give me back a bit of money, or arrange to pay only the worth of it to the value of the item that it was when it was borrowed. One has to make sure if it actually went up in value. We're talking about only the chashash till now. If it did actually go up in value, and one did not have a heter, Yotza Hashah, Yeshlo, Yodom Amut, one has to make sure that one's not giving more, or ask the Malva to give him the change of what he's giving. Yeah. He shouldn't, I mean, the Malva should give back the change, what the labor didn't want to give him. The labor wasn't allowed to give him. Case number two is when one's giving more. And when one's giving more, it's more complicated. These are theorems which we said don't apply when you're giving more. Let's speak out. Huh? So the Shane we're talking about in the case of the first case when it was the same amount, but only the aspect of Muot of it was it might go up a bit in price for that, you know, people. When it's more, there's no Chloramar Mokum in the Shonim, in the Gemaras, and that's also called Dover Muot. But I feel like there are cases which the place we still do talk about. Well, so we'll start. The first, why didn't the term apply? Yot Yeshle and Yot Hashah. Because here, to see that it went up in the marvels of Shus, it's not only a matter of going up. I'm giving him a ribbis besides it going up. I'm giving him something extra more than he borrowed. That doesn't help. It doesn't help looking at it. The marvel had it always, and it went up in the Shus. So he's giving back something more. And the same idea that applies to Yeshle and Yotza Hashah. And Dover Muot, the only thing is Dover Muot. Dover Muot, the svar on her might apply if it's only the tiniest bit. You know, in a macro, especially. Yeah, but the only thing is that here I know for sure there is only the whole there's an easy in us when it's only a matter of going up, because when it's only going up it's only a suffix, maybe it's going to go up, it's only a bit here, when that amount of giving more is more whatever happens. The only thing is, the person can say I'll give two examples, is if a person's not sure how much milk, let's say, was in the bottle, so he's only putting enough that, you know, he wants to make sure that I'm covering what I borrowed. So there, as long as he knows he's not giving more, I don't want to give as much as I'm giving because I'm scared it might be ribbis for that. You're only giving it for suffix, to get you the Shemaim. That won't be called ribbis. That would be example number one. Example number two is things sold in the shops like an orange. You want to borrow orange and give back an orange. Since they're only sold by piece, and those two oranges or no two cucumbers are the same size, and they both got the same in the shop. That already people consider to be the same value and the same, which is sold at the same value. It's not still getting anything more. It's called Eirinika. You don't say about weight. But that might not apply to a milk bottle when one's giving back more of a milk bottle, because they end up getting more. When you're in the shop, when you paid them with chiddah, you were paying per spoonful, really. That's what worked out. And Shaking about the oranges and the cucumbers, you're paying per item. If you had them on the size, that's called giving back the same item.
So a bottle of milk, what's supposed to be half a bottle of milk for a day?
So pour off what you know for sure. You have to pour in, leave by you.
Are you giving more or less, one way or the other?
So what you know we're giving for sure, you can't give. Yeah.
What can you say to the neighbour?
What can you say? We want to, everything we're taking and receiving is matana. Not on us to have it, everything is a present. We're working each other. Ideally, everything's working each other. It doesn't matter because. Yeah. Yeah. You can't. You can't 100%. You shouldn't give back. Well, you know, it's more. Sure, you give back.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, well, you're not sure that you're not managing the guy. So let's just go through our three atayim, Yeshle, Yotzar, Shah, and Dov Murat. All those three atayim apply if you're giving back exactly the same amount. If you're giving back more, then it might be a bit more harder to be matched. One has to come onto these atayim of only if you're giving back because you're not sure, or because it looks like you're giving back the same amount, like an orange is sold by piece, not by volume or by weight. And Grace Shkirch was very enjoyable. Grace Shkirch.
Say that.